The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapero. We want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. If this is your first time joining us, let us know in the comments section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We also want to officially welcome all of you guys out there in podcast land on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you may get your podcast from. Listen, we got a great program lined up. Before we get started, I need you to do me a favor. Smash that like button. Hit that bell notification. Help others see our material out there on Rumble and YouTube and all these other platforms. And if you've not downloaded our free app yet, we want to encourage you to do that today. Just go to your Play Store, Apple, Android, whatever that looks like for you. Download our free app today. Get it into your hands. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away with all of our content. Now, tonight, guys, as we've promised you, we've got a great program for you. I am going to be joining Bishop Larry Ragland in the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And without further ado, let's take you there right now.
What in the world's going on with the sun? Did I dream this, or did I go outside my house in Alabama and see the Northern Lights? This is crazy. We're going to talk to Ricky Scapero today on the Kingdom Intelligence Report about the sun, about Israel, and about a lot of other stuff that's going on. This world's getting crazy, y'all. If you did not know that you was in the last days and the end times before, I mean, how many more signs in the heavens above and the earth beneath? How many more earthquakes? How many more sunspots? I mean, my goodness, you saw the northern lights if you was in the south. I even heard they saw it all the way down in Florida, and even some of the islands south of the continental USA. Man, we need to bring somebody in here to give us some information what's actually going on. And here he is tonight, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ricky Scapero! That one guy
what's up, big picture?
You hear going, I got to find out who he is and give him a bonus. He's awesome.
Yeah. I want that guy on my side, too.
Definitely. How you doing, Ricky?
Good, brother. How are you?
Man, doing wonderful. I can't believe it's already another month. I mean, the months go by so fast, and it feels like we've had a year's worth of material happen in the last month since we talked.
It does. It's like it's just increasing. I mean, like you said, what in the world? Who would ever thought that you and I in Alabama and Georgia would see auroras?
What?
I mean, I didn't even have this tan before those auroras. I went out there the next morning. I had a good tan from that solar flare.
Yeah, you got all that extra radiation. Yeah, we were sitting around at Mother's Day, and everybody was just talking about, you know, everybody seeing it and everybody showing their pictures and stuff. And I was like, you know, here's my pictures. And that was really cool and great. But let's not forget that it was – many, many times the radiation that we're supposed to be getting.
Right. Exactly what I told my son and some others that were ooh and ah and about it. And how, it's so beautiful. And I said, yeah, it's beautiful, but this is not a good thing, guys. Yeah. It is not a good thing.
So tell us about what, you know, I know you had multiple articles on your website, End Time Headlines, regarding the sun's spots, the storms, the waves that are hitting us. So, yeah, what was your experience, and what do you think about what happened? Is this just a natural phenomenon, or do you think this could be a sign in the sun and the moon, a sign in the heavens? What was this? Was it a harbinger? Was this just think about it. Within just a few weeks of an eclipse, we have this. So what is your feelings on what we just saw?
Well, I believe it's a combination of all these things. The sun goes through a solar maximum every so many years. I want to say it's every 11 years, but I don't have all that information right in front of me. But the thing is even we're still getting, as of the time of this recording, we're still getting the more and more of these flares coming and ejecting. And the crazy part is, we're not even at the maximum. I read somewhere where the solar maximum is in 2025. Now think about that. We're not even in, and I don't know, and I'm sure you guys know, and our audience knows that when I say that we dodged a major bullet, that's an understatement because We talked about this on our program, but a lot of people didn't even know what this was until something like this happens, which again, it's an indictment of how unprepared we are and uneducated we all are, honestly, because, you know, we don't think about these things, but apparently there was an event that what we would call today, if this was to happen today, it would be a kill shot, and it was the Carrington event, and what was it, 1859 or something like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and it was so powerful that these auroras were seen, they were seen around the globe, even as far as South Africa, and it was, and it caused, back then they had telegram machines, they didn't have the advancement of technology we have today, and they, you know, I saw these experts sitting around saying that if we were to get an event like this, at the Carrington event today in modern times, we could literally be knocked back just like that back into the 1800s. So that is, and then you've got to ask yourself, are we prepared for that?
No, I don't think we are. And you know, from the latest I heard is the most powerful solar storm in 20 years, and the biggest Northern Lights event in recorded history, even though it was not on the level of the damage of the event that you're speaking of, they still believe that the intensity of the Northern Lights was unprecedented. And so, this is what blew my mind. I saw reports of people seeing them in New Zealand, in Australia, and some people are even reporting that the lights were being affected by the Southern Pole. And it was just an incredible, incredible thing. And our local weather guy told us that if you got any of those eclipse glasses left, go put them on and go out there. It was in the middle of the day. It was in the noon news. Said, go out there and look at the sun. And I did that. It was crazy. Did you see the spot? I mean, you could clearly see
the spot. Yeah, I saw the – I mean, we're in Georgia, and I honestly – I'm just being honest with the audience here. I did not think I was going to see it because, I mean, you think about they call them the Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. We don't see – this is unprecedented for us, for in Alabama and Georgia and parts of Florida to go out and see this. It's why people were awestruck. I mean, it was beautiful, and I'm just – you know, number one, I thank God, you know, that his mercy shined upon us that we didn't see anything on that level. But, I appreciate the event. And let me answer your, let me go back and answer your question. Okay. This is Luke 21. Jesus said there will be great and fearful sights from heaven.
Come on.
And like you said, Larry, we literally, it was just a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
Millions of people were gathering around the country with their glasses and camping out and staying out and to catch a once in a lifetime event, a solar eclipse over America. And no one saw this coming, or at least we didn't. And here we are on the air a month later discussing another once-in-a-lifetime celestial event that, again, came out of left field. So it ventures to ask the question, what's next?
Yes. I mean, how many once-in-a-lifetime things are we about to see?
Right.
Remember that comedian, Here's Your Sign? You know, he'd always hold up that "Here's Your Sign."
Oh yeah, yeah, and, Bill Engwall. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it's like I want to hold up a kingdom sign that says "Here's Your Sign." I mean, if you're not right with God, if you're not looking for something happening in the spirit realm that's unprecedented, sort of like something called the Rapture, which is pretty unprecedented. I'm telling you, I don't know what more you need to see, because you've got in the midst of a total eclipse that was seen for 4.5 minutes that went across the United States. Then in the United States, you see what we're talking about now, the Northern Lights as far as Florida, which is insane. And then in the midst of all of this, you have what's going on in Israel. You have a war in Israel that, you know, you go back to 1967 war, and you go back to the 70s war, and then you go all the way back to 48. These are three or four, maybe five major wars they've had. But in our lifetime, this is it. This is the big one for us in Israel. And this could end up being a war in the Middle East by the time it's over with. And so God's telling us, watch Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You know, we got all this, and then you got the signs in the heavens. You got war going on in Israel. You've got the potential of World War III happening with Ukraine and now Taiwan. Ricky, are we just two preachers on here just spouting off things? Or are we really on to something when we say on this program and you say on your program that we could probably be the last generation, that we are it?
I think you're on to something because, look, I'm going to be honest with you. We moved into our home here in Georgia about 4 years ago, and we have a partially finished basement, and we're tackling a project right now to finish the rest of our basement. And the fleshly part of me really wanted, I really wanted to do a media room. I wanted to do like a little home theater thing. It's not a very big thing. People don't freak out on me. It's nothing. It's nothing to write home about. But you say, why are you talking about this? I was in the middle of planning all this, and I feel such an urgency about what's going on that the Lord shifted my heart. And here's what we're doing, Larry. We're making it. I'm building a sanctuary in our basement. This is going to be a sanctuary slash prayer room. I mean, we're talking about it's going to be dedicated 24-hour worship music. It's going to be a dedicated prayer room, soundproof, where you can just go in there and seek the Lord. Because I feel, why am I doing this? Because I want to hear from God in the months ahead, the days ahead, the years ahead, if we even have that.
Yeah.
And how to navigate this thing and where the compass of the Lord is leading us. Because, brother, I am deeply concerned. I'm going to tell you the big picture audience the same thing I'm concerned with, and tell our End Time Headlines audience is the treatment that this administration is casting towards how they're treating Israel, Netanyahu, is the fear of God comes on me. And I warned our people in a podcast. We have it all documented. I said, if you keep seeing him treating Netanyahu and Israel like this, you're going to see greater disasters. I promise you, the next day is when all the solar storm announcement came and everything came. And it would freak me. And I'm not to toot my own horn. I just know enough of history. I've researched this. There's other individuals who've done extensive research on this, and they've linked disasters to the correlation of nation leaders and how they treat and the mistreatment of the nation of Israel. And I know go ahead.
And
got some stuff.
Well, and dividing the land. I mean, that parallel research you're talking about is directly correlated to nations publicly saying they are in support of dividing the land of Israel. We have an administration right now that has made it very clear that they want to have a two-state solution, a divided land, which is not what the Word of God says. And, you know, we don't want to go down the rabbit hole of what is Palestine really anyway versus what is Israel. But now you have an administration, Ricky, and get your comment on this, is they are not only withholding munitions, not only threatening to withhold aid to Israel if they finish Gaza, finish Hamas in Rafa, but reports are coming out now, and I'm sure you've heard this, and if you have, elaborate on it, that on, I believe, allisrael.com or .org, whatever their website is, they're reporting that this administration is trying to make a deal with Netanyahu by saying, if you will stop this and not go into Rafa, we will reveal our intelligence of where the leaders, that we know where the leaders of Hamas are, and give you maps of the tunnels underneath there. In other words, we already knew all this, and we've been holding it back from our greatest ally to use as a negotiation tool. Have you heard this?
Yeah, absolutely. This is blackmail personified. This is disgusting, and I'm not surprised by it. I'm also heard, and we reported on this, that the Biden administration this past Friday, there was a report that said that, and I quote, it is reasonable to assess that U.S. weapons have been used by Israeli forces in Gaza in ways that are, quote, inconsistent with international humanitarian law, but stop short of officially saying Israel violated international law or war crimes. So not only are they withholding necessary weapons to carry out of necessary offensives, yeah, and even defense and to protect themselves, but now this administration is holding back key intelligence, which Israel has every right to. And I don't really fully know what the, I mean, it's so mind boggling to think that the U.S. would even do something like this. This is disgusting. And, exactly. And three, they're trying to accuse Israel and Netanyahu of committing war crimes. And I know you probably saw this, but there is an international collaboration of leaders that are trying to pressure Netanyahu to be removed from office, yeah, every way they can. I mean, so there is so much tremendous pressure going, yeah, on right now against Israel. And I can't help but to think every time I see this, I mean, and I know you saw this too. There was the recent, let me pull this up. I want to make sure I get this right here. The UN, the recent UN assembly, the General Assembly backs a Palestinian bid for membership. And the vote was by the 193 member General Assembly voted for this. And out of this, 143 votes in favor and only 9 against. Thank God the U.S. was, wow, one of the 9 against it. But I'm going to ask your audience the same question I asked ETH. How long will that be? When will, yeah, we be a part of that 143? And let me read this one thing that I thought was interesting. Here's what was said during this vote. Quote, this is from the Palestinian UN ambassador. You ready for this? We want peace. We want freedom. And it goes on to say that a yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence. It's not against any state. It's an investment in peace. Now, where have, wow, we heard such a statement, and what was the warning attached to that?
Come on. Say
Second
it.
Thessalonians, yes, 2. When they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction. Now, look, we've been talking about weather, right? Weather events, signs, yeah, in the heavens. We just went through, and I know it wasn't in comparison to 2011. I was thinking about you last night, Brother Larry, when I was, because I get into all these documentaries, and I was watching the 2011 tornado outbreak. You remember that? I'm sure you remember, yeah, that. Almost direct hit Birmingham.
Yeah, it did. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, my God, they were probably praying it down right there and shifting.
You better believe it.
Through Tuscaloosa. But did you know that we just went through the anniversary of that on April 27th, and we had a tornado outbreak here that stretched through Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas and all these places. And I don't know if you've thought about this, Larry, but I am greatly concerned about this hurricane season.
I have thought about it, and you know, it's like the boy that cried wolf. You know, with the climate religion out there, you know, every year they forecast it to be the worst ever. They say on average is this many, we anticipate this many, and then so many years at the end of it, it doesn't pan out at all as bad as I thought it were. But I'm like you. I think it, eventually they're going to hit it. I think this year there's something significantly different. I feel that across the board. Like you're talking about the tornado event that came across. Oh, I remember that like it was yesterday. We was watching on the news, and they had a live cam on the top of our tallest mountain in Birmingham, and they could see all the way across Birmingham, and basically the giant – we watched the tornado going through Tuscaloosa, and it was at that moment my whole house, my kids and everything got quiet, and my wife started crying, and we just realized, we said, we are watching people die right now. There is no doubt. There is no way people are no one is being killed right now. We you could see it. So now you're talking about the anniversary. Now you're talking about massive outbreaks, hundreds of tornadoes in a day, in a week, going across the country. And now you're talking about the hurricane season. I believe there is something significantly different about this year. Listen to me, big picture. Listen to me, ETH. I believe there is something significantly in the spirit realm and in the natural realm and in the powers that be different about this year. I am not a Trump Messiah person, but I'm telling you, the world, I think they're thinking something is going to change in November, that they've tried their best to stop, and they know they at this point, they're barring just some kind of craziness behind the scenes, this administration is probably not going to be the administration. And so it's almost like there is this sense of whatever we were going to do, we need to do it now. And it's like they are throwing everything, weather manipulation. They're admitting it now, Ricky. It was a conspiracy theory. Oh, that's just a bunch of baloney. Now they're having on the mainline news, they're talking about cloud seeding. And that's, instead of saying, chemtrails, they're saying cloud seeding. And now you're talking about the hurricane season. All these things they are admitting to. We've got the wars that are happening. There's so much stuff that you forget about the fact that this month is the ratification of the World Health Organization Global Pandemic Treaty that's going to give global overriding powers to your individual constitutional rights. And all of it, the trials that are happening with former President Donald Trump, they don't even care. They made it clear. We just want this to hurry up and get done before the election. The whole world seems like, and I'm not trying to make it all about Donald Trump. I'm just saying the devil. I'm telling you, the devil knows he's running out of time. The devil, if you can't read the signs, ladies and gentlemen, the devil sees the signs. The devil knows these are fulfillments of what God said was coming. This is that scripture you quoted. When they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction shall come upon them as travaileth upon a woman. I believe we're in the birth pains. I believe the birth pains have started, Ricky. Your thoughts?
Well, I 100% agree. I'm a big patterns and cycles guy. I study history. I study patterns. I study cycles.
Yes.
And here's what's interesting about 2011 is we were under the Obama administration who was also pressuring Israel.
Yep.
That was the year that he was pressuring Israel to be divided. He came up nationally and suggested that they be split. That was the year we had the historic outbreak, the April 27th event that went 3 days, a historic outbreak of tornadoes. That was the Joplin, Missouri tornado. Mm-hmm. That was the Japanese earthquake, March 11, 2011. By the way, Japan, the government of Japan was also in cahoots with trying, they were pressuring Israel, suggesting they be divided. All this stuff happened in 2011. And here we're repeating this because it's a continuation of the same administration with the same agenda. And and both these administrations have this commonality in them. And they are, and I'm going to say it, they're anti-Israel.
Yep.
They may come up and say, oh, we've got your back. Listen, if you came out and said, you've got my back and this is the fruit of you having my back, I'm good, brother. I'll take it on my own. And speaking of, Netanyahu came out recently. I know you saw this. And he said, with or without America, we're going to stand our ground. We don't need you. We'll fight alone if we have to do that. And my God, brother, that's prophetic too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's Ezekiel 38.
It is. And, every time I have a guest on or every time I'm a guest on somebody's program and we talk about this, they always ask me, where is America in prophecy? And my answer is always the same. I personally don't see it. I don't see America in prophecy. And so, people can say, oh, yeah, there's the wings of the eagle and, a few things. Look, I understand some things could allude to that. But when you have a nation that is as globally known as the United States of America, in God's infinite wisdom, there was no way that he was going to write something called the Holy Book, the Holy Bible, and not make it very clear that we're talking about America, a future nation that would rise. And it's just not there. So it is my opinion, Ricky, that we're at the beginning stages of why America is not in end times prophecy. We are removing that blessing that God told Abraham, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And like you said, man, Yeah, get up there in your press conference and say, we are committed to the freedom of our greatest ally. We are all in with Israel. But we're not going to send you any ammunition. We're going to withhold aid. And we know where the people are that you're hunting, that we're complaining about all this collateral damage that you're doing to find these people. We know where they're at, and we have a schematic drawing of the tunnels that you're trying to eradicate. Now, if you'll just, you know, satisfy our voter base and get out of there, and we'll give you this information. No, that is an anti-Israel. And by the way, these are not pro-Palestinian rallies. These are anti-Israel rallies. We are seeing hatred towards the Jewish people.
It's an Antichrist spirit. Yep.
It is. Go ahead.
No, we've said it multiple times on our programs. It's John, you know, John talks about the Antichrist, which is the man of sin, the man of perdition, the son of perdition, 2 Thessalonians 2, Daniel talks about that. In Greek, it's ho antichristos, it's the Antichrist. But you go to 1 John, 2 John, he talks about the Antichrist spirit. He talks about the spirit of Antichrist. And in his definition, he gives you the definition of this, or how to identify the spirit of Antichrist. And one of the ways that any spirit that denies the deity of Christ, denies he's the Son of God. And he tells you, who is Antichrist? He is a liar. So these traits are in with this. And you think about what you're seeing. Think about the things that are being said, the things that are being demonstrated, and some of this stuff I can't even get into because we want to keep this program up on these platforms. But come on, guys. Just, you know, you see it. We know that. Yeah. You guys see it. You guys see the big picture, no pun intended. And all of us on ETH, we all see this stuff. And the watchmen make this plain. Yeah. And but we got to know. We know that, you know, just like the spirit and the anointing of Elijah went before, come on, to prepare the way for Elijah. Because Elijah was in heaven, but the spirit and anointing of Elijah came on John the Baptist. Yes. That's what the Bible says, that John came in the spirit and anointing of Elijah, and what did he do? He went as a forerunner and prepared a generation for the coming of the Lord. So in my opinion, I talked about this the other day. There's two things that are happening right now, I believe. The spirit of Antichrist and the mystery of iniquity. Now your King James probably says mystery of trespass. Actually, it says iniquity, but it also says mystery of lawlessness. That's what it is. King James says iniquity, but the newer translations say lawlessness. It's one and the same. But these two spirits are going hand in hand. And what are they doing? They're preparing the way for the arrival of the Antichrist that we've read about.
Wow, that's so true. The beast system is not coming. The beast system is here. You know, it's the old saying, and in fact, a lot of people didn't realize that this originated at the World Economic Forum and then got repeated by some of the aides of Obama, and the famous statement is, never let a crisis go to waste. And so I believe that's what's happening. The control, it's really all about control. The control aspect has to come out of fear. And you think about, there's so many things that is pushing the button of fear in humanity right now. We've got the wars, the rumors of wars, as Jesus prophesied and foretold. And you have the natural disasters that we're talking about. And then you have the protests that we're seeing that are making people, and then the crime wave that is just like something in a movie now, that you're seeing things on camera, just what is being done to humanity, just strangers just walking up, knocking people out. And you probably saw the video of the man that just went up behind a stranger and put a belt around her neck and choked her out and drug her behind a car on camera in broad daylight and had his way with her and all this. Now you talk about, you know, the pestilence that has been prophesied to be a part of our world. And, you know, we just came through that mess that we just came through that opened up a lot of people's eyes, but also exposed a lot of people, quite frankly, the wah-wah. But now we got a new wah-wah. that yep. you know, when you start hearing about the people talk about the new wah-wah, they're saying that once it transmits from animal to human, that it is much more deadly than even COVID, and that is the bird flu. And how interesting that the narrative that came out of the World Economic Forum many, many years ago and is a part of the climate whole religion is so anti-beef that is everything, you know, can't eat meat, want to eat bugs and all this kind of stuff. You come up with this thing called the bird flu, which, of course, is called that because birds contract it and transmit it by moving through the air and depositing it. But they're not talking about birds right now. They've already killed a bunch yeah. of chickens and all. Now they're talking about cows. They're talking about cows are getting bird, which is beef and milk. And they're telling you not to drink raw milk and all this. Don't buy. Make sure you have it processed. So I've seen several articles on your website, which, by the way, I want to endorse that wholeheartedly. If you are new to Ricky and you don't, which I find it hard to believe, but if you've never heard of End Time Headlines, this is just a shot of what it looks like. Go to endtimeheadlines.org and you can see at the very top at the time of this recording, 70 dairy farmers, dairy farm workers in Colorado are being monitored for symptoms after exposure to bird flu virus. So, Ricky, tell us what is going on in your intelligence and things that you've seen with the bird flu. Is this something that is just going to be a news article for a couple of months, or do you foresee this being a global thing that they're getting ready to use again in the fear mongering to grab control?
Well, I'm going to go with the latter if okay. I had to make a choice here. And don't you think it's interesting? Bird flu, avian flu, H5N1, whatever you want to call it. This stuff has been around for years and years and years. Okay. Look, let me get my tinfoil hat, put it on. Here we go. Ready? Isn't it interesting? How is it that something like this has been around all this time, but now all of a sudden it's election year.
Right.
And now it's done. This thing has done things that is unprecedented. I know we say this, like, it's like, I feel like this is Pee Wee's Playhouse and it's like the word of the day and everybody shouts every time we say the word. Because every time we get on here, we talk about unprecedented, never seen before, historical. But like he said, this is something that is known for impacting poultry, turkeys, chickens, birds. But now, my goodness, it's suddenly conveniently leaped over into the cattle industry. It's getting to the dairy industry. Mm-hmm. It's affected one Texas worker that we're being told was impacted in Texas. Then they found it in dolphins and they found it in walruses and they found it in penguins. And think about the demographics of where that is too. It's like, what? It makes you scratch your head. And it's so prevalent now that the FDA is now warning, think about this, the FDA is coming out warning for a potential bird flu, and they use the word pandemic, that could kill 1 in 4 Americans. This is what they're warning. Let me read this. In a recent Senate committee briefing, the head of the FDA announced proactive measures being implemented in preparation for a potential bird flu pandemic that could prove deadly to a significant portion of the infected population. And I don't know if we have anybody in the state of Michigan and on our big picture audience or even on ETH. If you are, you may be aware of this, maybe not. But your state has just prepared an emergency order to manage bird flu outbreak because Michigan is one of the places where the egg industry is being impacted. The farm industry is being impacted. The cattle industry is being impacted. The dairy impact. All this is being impacted by bird flu. And they're preparing. So you hear this, you keep hearing this word. We're preparing, prepared. They're running drills. So it sounds like a rehearsal, guys.
Yeah.
And I told our audience, and I'll tell your audience the same thing. Watch for the fall season, September, October.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. You would not be shocked if it could happen anytime, but between now and then, but I would not be shocked if we get breaking news.
Yeah.
Multiple people has now been conveniently diagnosed with the bird flu.
And then
what measures are going to be made?
Yeah, it will be followed by, therefore, we have enacted emergency powers.
There you go.
And we would encourage you not to stand in a line next to somebody to vote because you might get bird flu. So mail it in. And don't worry, we got this. We've put new measures in to ensure your absolute accuracy in counting. Don't worry. And then, come on, y'all. I know we're going to get flagged for this, but who cares? 3 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a water line break, and everybody's going to stop counting. And then we wake up in the morning.
And it'll be in my state. It'll be in my state, in Atlanta.
It'll be your state.
We're known for those water line breaks in the middle of the night.
Dude, what in the world? I remember that watching that going, a water line just broke. We're supposed to believe that. Wow.
How do you think I felt? I live in Georgia. I live close to Atlanta. I'm over here like, oh, my gosh, click, turn the channel, turn it.
Wow. But I think you're right on. I think you're right. I think they were preparing us for it when they talked about at Davos Disease X. X, it's not if, it's when.
When.
And when this comes, it will be greater and more deadly than what we just came through. Because if it's – think about it this way. If another COVID variant just starts rising, I promise you this, it is not going to cause the fear that it did before. Even if you see people going to the hospital, because people are not going to buy into that. It's got to be something more intense and something more scary and a different type of disease, and I hate to be so graphic, but a different type of way someone dies and that kind of stuff to cause them to not go down. Hey, I've already dealt with COVID. I know how to deal with that. Now, lo and behold, they're saying you can take ivermectin now. You can talk about it now. You know, the dewormer that everybody said you couldn't take. You can talk about it now because it's been approved now, lo and behold. Imagine that. But so I just feel like that you're right on target. I feel like that this whole disease could be the disease X. Because you call it one thing. Like you said, it's been around forever. I remember hearing about bird flu when me and Sandy first got married. And we've been married for 35 years. Bird flu's been around forever. But there's just supposedly something about this one that's so much worse. And as you said, it's just rolling through the summer. And it's probably going to escalate that along with a bunch of other things. And I think we all know that there's some planned agendas going on. And Ricky, I want to transition. Speaking of planned agendas, a really big planned agenda that is implementing a lot of this that we're talking about is going to be a part of that beast system, is the breakneck speed of artificial intelligence. And, I mean, I was looking this morning at End Time Headlines and a few other places, but especially your site, and on the front page of your site, there was like 3 or 4 articles just on the front page about AI. Different stories about AI. And it's like this has gone from just a few months ago, something that was interesting to talk about, to it is now taking over the news. So, I mean, now we've got AI that are developing. You covered this. That's telling us that, you know, you can, when somebody dies, that they can live on in your phone and can actually answer in their voice and in the things that they would normally say, almost like an eternal life through AI. So you don't have to comment on that particular news article, but anything about AI, how do you think AI is going to play into this, everything else we've talked about, the diseases, the wars, the manipulation of information, the misinformation, the disinformation? How is AI a part of end times?
Well, just like with any technology, as a society, whether you don't like it or you do like it, it doesn't really matter because we're being forced to accept it. Think about when the introduction of computers came on, the introduction of smartphones. I mean, you and I probably both know somebody out there that still has, I don't know how they still have it, but they still have the the non-smartphone brick phone.
Oh, man.
And it's like the flip phone, and they're holding that thing. They're holding on to that thing until Jesus comes back because they don't want any part of this system. But we're being forced into this. And this is the same with AI. Everywhere you go, I went to a Kroger and all the registers are self-checkout now. Not all, but most, just like Walmart, anywhere else. And they use AI technology that monitors everything you do, your actions. I accidentally dropped an item, picked it back up, put it in the bag, and the system went crazy and it flagged, and somebody had to come over and to assure that I wasn't stealing anything because the AI was freaking out. Then I had a discussion with a woman at Home Depot who she works in the flooring department, and she's fearing that she's going to lose her job to AI and it's going to replace all these. And then you got, you know, like you just talked about, I think, listen, when you start communicating with the dead in any way, shape, form, or fashion, you are literally laying the welcome mat down for demons.
Yeah.
Now look, you guys can, I don't know what you're, you know, I know, with your audience, probably like mine, we have different people from different backgrounds, different denominational backgrounds, whatever the case may be. But listen, I personally know people, missionaries, that will tell you if they were here that you could take any item that is used in a form of worship, that was used in worship, or that's used as an instrument to communicate with the dead, which, by the way, you're not communicating with dead people. You're communicating with familiar spirits. This is another way Satan is getting his way right into the lives of people's homes through this nonsense. And then you had this article, and I'm going to just read this. Research shows that artificial intelligence is learning to deceive humans. Wow. Boy, we didn't see that one coming, did we?
Yeah, exactly.
And I took some notes on this. I'm just going to read just one little paragraph. Research has revealed that a significant number of AI systems have developed the ability to deceive humans. This troubling pattern raises serious concerns about the potential risk of AI. Peter S. Park, who is the lead author of the paper and AI safety researcher at MIT, says, quote, deception helps them achieve their goals. Wow.
Wow.
One of the most striking examples highlighted in his study is Meta, that's Facebook's CICERO, Cicero, whatever that is, which turned out to be an expert liar. It is an AI designed to play the strategic alliance building game diplomacy. Despite Meta's claim that the Cicero was trained to be largely honest and helpful, the AI resorted to deceptive tactics such as making false promises, betraying allies, and manipulating other players to win the game. Now, let me give the big picture, the translation of this. Social media is using AI technology that is deceptive.
Yes.
And is being programmed, because you know there's got to be somebody behind that.
Yes.
Is being programmed to manipulate, deceive, and lie to the general public.
And what do you think is going to be the biggest thing that it's used for coming up in the next few months is what we keep coming back to. It's like I've got to the place now, Ricky, where I don't believe anything I read or hear, unless it's in the Bible, and that I got to make my own decisions on things. But when I hear reports about, you know, Joe Biden, he said this, and his family, and Donald Trump said this, and their family. If I don't see the proof myself, I am so skeptical of how they are manipulating us right now. It's very hard for me to even read news anymore, because it's like, I don't know if this is true or not. What are they keeping from me? What are they distracting me from? You know,
there was an article here. Let me just read this real quick. Humanity is one convincing deep fake away from a global catastrophe. That's from The Hill.
And wait a minute. Where have we heard about deep fake technology before? The Book of Revelation. And when they made an image of the beast and caused it to speak, and all the world was enamored by it, so much so that they worshiped the beast and took his mark on their hand and their forehead. And no man could buy or sell unless they had the mark upon their forehead or on their hand. Let me just tell you something, y'all. When we, Ricky and I, grew up in church, many of y'all that are our age and older, you grew up in church, you heard about all this stuff, and you had to dream of how this could even possibly happen. Because you're like, I remember sitting as a young man going, sitting and hearing about this Mark of the Beast thing, and I'm thinking, okay, people know, everybody knows whether they believe in God or not. They've heard of this thing called the Mark of the Beast. They know it's 666 and all this kind of stuff. No, people are not going to accept this. They're Come not on. Going to buy this, buy into this, and have this a part of their being and sell their allegiance to a beast system that's going to be so obvious. I remember as a young man thinking that. But the older I get and the more advanced we get with AI and with all this other stuff, the more and more I am seeing absolutely 100%. You don't even have to try to convince me how fast people are going to buy into this. And it's not just because they're gullible, and it's not just because they're trying to fill this God-shaped hole that's part of it. But the technology is so good. Going back to not trusting what I see, what they have shown us, then you and I both know that ain't what they can really do. That's just what they've approved to be able to show us. So what can they really do? And I've played some videos. Sandy and I played some videos on Monday night that I've challenged our viewers in the live chat as they're watching it live and in the comment section. Which one of these is real and which one of these is not? And I will play a person just like me and you, and then play that same person in AI doing same background, same clothes and everything, an image of that. And I'm telling you, they can't tell the difference. I can't tell the difference. The only way I know which one is real and which one is AI is because I've got it in front of me and I know that. So, you know, hey, how do y'all know we're real? Ricky, are you real? I don't know. I don't know if you're real. Are you real? You're in Georgia. I hope you're real.
Did you see the report? Right. Did you see the report? There's no glitching going on, so I'm good this time. Yeah. Did you see the report that just recently came out about the Vatican is setting the new the blueprint, the groundwork and the framework for being able to properly distinguish apparitions, how to identify true apparitions and supernatural phenomena. So think about that, guys. Yep. The Vatican is, why are they doing this? Because they're already preparing in because they know this is going to increase. And think about it with this technology. I just talked about this on a recent podcast. 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about, when it talks about the arrival of the Antichrist, lying signs and wonders and great deception among those who are perishing because they did not love the truth. And I talked about this. There's going to be two groups of people, guys, that are going to be deceived. One, obviously, we know those that are not born again, they're going to automatically be deceived because the Bible says the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those lest they believe and it is taken off. But I'm going to tell you, Larry, I believe there's going to be God-loving, born-again Christians, they love God, but they don't know the Word. They're not in the Word. They're not in prayer, and they're going to fall for this stuff and be deceived by this. And I'm going to propose this question. Think about this. If, let's just paint a hypothesis. If some type of entity, an apparition, a being, was to appear in a craft and come out of this craft and declare himself as God. By the way, your Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2, the Antichrist will sit in a temple in Jerusalem and declare himself as God, and he'll be worshipped by the whole world. Think about if that was to happen, Larry. How many people would believe that that is a God or
Absolutely.
The God?
And I have seen that article you were talking about. The Catholic Church has made a public proclamation that they're going to have a press conference this week, and they're going to reveal their policy that they've been working on. And they're saying it is for proper response to apparitions and the paranormal. But many people that I follow and many of my friends that I've been doing this for many, many years researching this, they believe that the first entity, the first organization around the world, believe it or not, that is going to admit that aliens are real, this was their words, is going to be the Vatican. And that they are preparing right now to part of what is known as disclosure, the UFO and alien disclosure that has begun in our government and all of that, the rolling out saying, yes, we can no longer deny it. You know, aliens are real. You got these whistleblowers. Of course, the government is still denying it, but the whistleblowers are saying, without a doubt, they're real. We've been working with them for years. and this is not a show about aliens, but, you know, we believe that they are from fallen angel technology and that so forth. I believe they're interdimensional, not interplanetary. But supposedly, not supposedly, this is a fact, several high-end cardinals, and maybe, and I may be wrong on this, and let me know in the comment section if you have the article, put it down there, and I'll put it in the description. But one of the popes, either the pope or one of the high-end cardinals in Rome, has said these words, something like this, and I'm paraphrasing, that if aliens were to be proven to be real and they came forward, somebody asked them, and they wanted to be a believer, would you baptize them? And the words were, we would need to be baptized by them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen that? Okay. So
yeah,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, no, I believe, you know what laid the groundwork for this, in my opinion, is the, have you heard of the 1916 alleged apparitions of Mary?
Yes, yes.
Where, you know, those, that group of children saw these apparitions of Mary, and they gave them the three secrets of Fatima, and two were revealed. The third one's been disclosed. The third one, consequently, make this real quick. There's a rift in the belief system of that one is that the final pope will fight against the armies of the Antichrist. But then there's another side of the camp that says that the final pope will be a defective pope. And this kind of agrees with Saint Malachy, that said that the final pope will actually be the false prophet of Revelation 13. Yeah. So I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. And then you factor in one of the, if not the most, some people believe the most powerful telescope in the world is owned by the Catholic Church. And its name is Lucifer.
Ahead.
I mean, what? My goodness, what? That's
why?
That's the name. Why?
Who thought of that? Who said, exactly. I got a great name for it, guys?
I mean, wow. When I first heard that, I thought that's just some conspiracy guy saying. And then I watched this documentary, and one of the Jesuit priests is doing a tour on this video, and he calls it Lucifer. We call it Lucifer, he said. It was very, I mean, he just openly said it. Like it was like no big deal, and they just sort of laughed about it. But I've laid this scenario out that in disclosure, this is what I believe, why you better know who you are in God. And you said it perfectly. You said even believers are going to fall for this mess because they're not grounded in the Word. Is I foresee in our lifetime, I think it's going to be in me and your lifetime, and if certainly not ours, in our children's lifetime, that there's coming a press conference. This is where disclosure is heading. There's going to be a press conference in the United States and around the world, and maybe even at the United Nations, where behind the official signia of that organization, the whole world is going to be watching, and they are going to make a presentation. They're going to say, there's an asteroid coming. It is going to, just like in the movies, it's going to wipe out all humanity. We have no technology to save it. We did not know when this day was coming, but it's here. There is someone that does have technology that can save us. And they not only have the technology to steer this asteroid away from us, they have the technology to solve the climate change issue, solve many other mysteries. And we've been working with them from the very beginning, and they have told us it's time for them to be revealed. And I believe whether it's AI or whether it is some demon technology would put some kind of skin on, I believe an alien is going to, I don't care what people think about me, I've sort of seen this in my mind, an alien at one point is going to walk somewhere behind a podium and is going to reveal, and this is what they're going to reveal. Not only do they have the technology to fix all this, is what they're going to say. Is they're going to say, and also we were the ones that started you. We were the ones that seated you here. We've been here longer than you have, and we want to embrace your Christianity. We want to embrace your Islam. We want to embrace your Catholicism. We want to embrace all of you can continue to worship your God, but we want you to know that ultimately, basically, we're the God. And I believe that's sort of a scenario. If it don't happen exactly like that, some type of alien disclosure is coming to cause the world to believe that they are the creator instead of our creator.
Well, it's interesting because Paul says he says they love not the truth and they believe the lie. I've always thought that was interesting. It didn't say a lie. Mm-hmm. It says they believe the lie.
That's
so good. It's interesting. If you guys The ETH audience knows this. Everything you said, brother, I've said the same thing. I've said that for years. I said, I really have. You can ask him in the comments. Let him know, guys, if you're watching.
That's awesome.
I said the same thing. I said that I believe in the future. Because all of the everything, the did you see the report of the 10-foot alien, the kid that saw the 10-foot alien, where this expert got on and he said that this is undeniable evidence that there was some type of being that was 10 foot. So what is this? This is all conditioning. All this is conditioning us for this, like he said, the main attraction, the main event. And when the timing is right, boom. It's going to happen. I believe that too.
Can you believe this, Ricky? We've almost out of time, brother. What a show this has been. Can you pray for us? Can you pray that bring us some hope? Just say a prayer over us, and we've got about 4 minutes left. Let's just pray and let's just turn this thing on the devil. And let's, instead of getting off this show going, what am I going to do? Let's give people hope that all of this is pointing to Jesus is coming, and he trusted us to be alive in this moment, and he wouldn't have done that unless he believed that we could make it.
I feel like in my heart that I feel like there's people that's watching this, you're listening, maybe Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, whatever the case would be, and you hear these things, and it's like you're shaking, you have anxiety, there's a level of anxiety, and you're like, well, and I keep hearing this in my spirit, well, how can I make sure I'm not deceived? I don't want to be one of those people that are deceived. Friends, listen, it's imperative, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to include all of this into this. Let's pray right now. Father, I pray that we would do what you've instructed me to do like never before. We would get into the word like never before. We would consume and digest. David said, I hide the word of the Lord in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And Lord, you said, even in your word, that we're to remain rooted and grounded in the faith, that we're not blown by every wind of doctrine. And I believe that means every wind of deception, every wind of falsehood, every wind of manipulation, AI, deep fake, all this. If we remain steadfast in the word, in prayer, in your presence, and in devotion. Lord, if we've, whatever we got to do, we've got to rearrange our home, rearrange our lives, and make a place of prayer and a place that we can get into the secret place. If there was ever a time, God, that we need to be stay in tune with you, you said that my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they know not, nor will they follow. So listen, friends, if that's you and you're worried about being deceived, you will not be deceived if you're a Berean and you stay in that word, stay in his presence, and stay prayed up. So I want to pray that over us today, that Lord, that you would give us the strength, the courage, and the tenacity, Lord, to move forward. Our flesh is going to resist it. The devil's going to oppose it. But God, if you be for us, who can be against us? And I pray that we would remain steadfast in these last days, continue to remain faithful, be the watchman on the wall, continue to sound the alarm, preach the gospel, go into all the world, go into the highways and byways, and compel them to come into the house of the Lord. Because you said, Lord, in Luke 21:28, that when we begin to see all these things coming to pass, we're to keep our heads looking up and lift up our heads, because our redemption is drawing near. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo! And amen.
Amen. Come on. Amen. Man, that was powerful. I felt the Holy Ghost on that one, brother.
Hallelujah.
Stay right where you're at. I'll be back in.
Would you like to help us build the Big Picture family? We're on a mission to wake up the world to what is really going on. All you have to do is go to our website at LarryRaglin.com and make a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner. Any amount is a blessing and an encouragement to us. While you're there, make sure you get a copy of our book, I See Greatness in You. Browse our merchandise store, connect with us on our social media links, and join our mailing list. We appreciate it. And remember, we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake.
Praise God. We ain't woke, but we are awake. And I'm telling you right now, not only that, we have no fear. We are excited to be alive for such a time as this. Ricky, another great program. If you prayed that prayer with Ricky, let us know in the comment section. Comment in End Time Headlines comment section. Y'all cross subscribe now, wherever you're watching it. finish it, go watch it on, and go subscribe on the other channel. Let's help each other out. Love you, brother. See you next time. You're always a blessing to us, man. We appreciate you so much. And End Time Headlines, Big Picture Audience, we appreciate you. Smash that like button. You watch it on Rumble, wherever. Hit the love, hit the likes, and share away. We'll see you next time. We always want to remind you on the big picture. We ain't woke, but we are certainly awake. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.